You know, we've been having so much fun in the studio, we forgot we were supposed to be putting on a radio show. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I had the whole group in here, did a whole monologue. Even Chris Jarrell, you couldn't stop him. Two or three jabs. He was great. We had a good time. Chris must have had a good night's sleep last night, and he hasn't downed too much. He hasn't downed that whole bottle of Mountain Dew yet that he has beside him.
Working on it.
Oh, my God. He's the only adult I know who goes to work with a quart bottle of Mountain Dew. That's unbelievable. Breakfast of champions. Our next guest, who doesn't care about Chris's eating habits, Von Nguyen, founder of Meteor Dreams. Hey, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, tell us about Meteor Dreams.
Meteor Dreams is a media and technology consulting company. We are based in Boston, small group. Mm-hmm. We mainly focus on designing and architecting software products. We take care of not only the full life cycle of the software, but also the branding, the launching of the product. Most of our clients are Fortune 100 to 500 companies, a tech startup. And sometime, once in a while, we got a couple of guys who just want to build business.
And just to make it clear to my feeble little brain, what exactly are they buying from you?
So what we do is generally we have two camps. One is they start a brand new product, generally in their R&D division. And the other camp is they are trying to grow their business, bring it from where they are to a version 2.
Right.
What we do is we go in, we would build the, we would architect the actual application software. And then from then on, we would help the client build the team, meaning we would hire candidates, anywhere from software developers to designers, user experience, pretty much building the whole team. And the team we generally build, it's about anywhere between 5 to 15 people by the time we're done. And then we're out. That's our sort of model. We go in, we help the business grow, and then we're out.
And how long have you been in business?
So we started in 2011 with just myself. And then as we grow, we start to have more. I start to have more friends who are what you'd call expert in their area, and we become sort of a collective to take on project. Right now, we're doing pretty well lately, so we have more team members joining up.
You have quite a client list on your website.
I suppose so.
So can you give us a case study of something you did for somebody where you helped them with their brand?
Sure.
Can we get a concrete example?
Sure. So one of our clients was Eastern Bank, their lab, their Eastern lab.
Logo on your website.
So they had spent some money trying to redo their web portal as well as
Big Poppy. No, I'm just clicking your website. It went right to Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
Yeah. Yes, keep going.
So I wasn't sure what that is about, but
I clicked your website and went to their
website. Oh, Big Poppy. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
So what they wanted to do was to build a web portal as well as the mobile client.
Right.
And they were having a bit of a tough time trying to get the user experience to be the way that they like. So somebody from their team who I've worked with before had called me up, said, could you come by and help? And that's how it all started. I swing by, we take a look at it. We started by just building sort of a prototype. And within 3 to 6 weeks, start building up the team. And the person that was working with me was a guy who goes by the name of Kirill. And he's a great guy. Another person was Gus, another friend of mine. We then start to build the group together. I handle the technology and the engineering side of things, and we're able to churn out the product, both the web and the mobile experience, just like that.
It's got a really good ease of use. Where'd you get all your experience?
So, first of all, what you're looking at is probably the marketing site. What we actually build is the actual after logged in the user sort of the actual software that
drives it all.
Yes. So, so the user experience, I actually went to school at Tufts here. I did some user experience and tangible user interface with the TUI department at Tufts. I also, it's funny, but I actually graduated as an art history major. But a lot of the things I learned from school, computer science, usability, it both from school and sort of the work experience. And where I fail, I have friends and colleagues who are much better than me in that front. They'll come in, they'll help. That's why it's always sort of a collective collaboration. If I need something that I'm not good at, I'm more than happy to just call up a friend who is really good at that stuff.
Interesting. So where's the business going? Where do I see it in the next couple of years?
So to be honest, it's I spent the last a little bit over 10 years building software for big companies, and the way that we do has always been in innovation, trying to build the next thing, trying to innovate. And lately, maybe it's just getting older and getting more kids, but you know, I feel that for me to make it worth it to spend that kind of time, because Meteor Dream's main goal is that we run faster than everybody. We try to anyways, and we try to maintain a level of quality. And to do that, we have to burn a lot of times. And I tell my guys and my team is that if we're going to build something, we're going to spend that kind of time away from our family and kids. We want to build something decent. And what we're looking at, the industry, the tech industry anyways, is that I believe everybody's trying to get to Mars when the meat and potatoes businesses aren't making it. And that's what we want. Looking forward, this is what I want to do, which is to focus on clients that have extremely boring companies, but they serve a purpose, like the current client we have. I wouldn't say it's extremely boring. They deal with compliance.
No, but you're saying it's not projecting out the image that it wants to.
Right, right.
Right. It's like going to a store and buying a good suit so you stand out in the crowd.
I suppose so. So what I'm trying to do now is to focus our effort in building the meat and potato business. In fact, while taking on clients who are building businesses that are actually helping everyday users, we're doing the same thing. We're trying to develop a business management system that is trying to solve a lot of the smaller, tiny businesses' need. I have a friend. I have a lot of friends who need technology help, but they either don't have the experience or the money to buy 10 different niche products for their business. And it's hard for me even, because I can't help them either. And for the past 10 years or so, I keep on chasing after the same sort of thing. You know, we try to innovate, try to get the next thing. We're talking about chatbot, cryptocurrency. Frankly, I'm getting kind of tired of all these sort of chasing after these things. And I want to spend the next 10 years building that sort of what you call the meat and potato business. And
do you feel artificial intelligence is going to change your business a lot?
You're funny. I
wasn't trying to be. What did I do wrong?
No, I keep on hearing a lot of buzzwords. Even the people who say AI, they don't really know what it, you know, how it's applied. Very few people actually get AI and apply it to a real business.
That doesn't change my question.
It will change, yes. Okay. To answer your question, yes, but
I mean, it's changed a lot of industries already. It's been disruptive to a couple of industries.
That's
true. So I wanted to understand how it could be disruptive or change your industry.
I'm trying to use that power. I'm trying to use that machine learning. I don't really like the word AI, machine learning, to help small businesses. It's hard, because when we use terms and words that are so big, we leave a lot of people behind.
So what could I have asked you differently?
Automation. I think that's what it is, automation. That's you understand. Every day, I can't explain AI to my friend who runs a childcare center of about 30 kids. He's so busy that he doesn't know how to grasp the concept. I said, you see, you have to call, answer calls every 5 minutes, and all you want to do is handle the kids. What I can do is build a system that take those inquiries, parse the text, and then answer emails and voicemails automatically for you.
Better than a person.
Better than a person, yes. But I'm just trying to give back time.
And improve faster than a person because it can take the data and improve.
That's right. But I can't use, you know, like, I have to use simpler words. Automation, you know.
Okay, well, hopefully our listeners are entrepreneurs so that they would have understood it. But, you know, I hear what you're saying. Vaughn, if somebody wants to find you at Meteor Dreams, how would they do that?
They would just go to meteordreams.com, send me an email. The business I'm in has a lot to do with people that they have to know me and trust me. And if they don't know, they have to get to know me first. Most people aren't going to give you a job that design a system that's going to use for, you know, months and years ahead.
Very interesting. That's Vaughn, V-U-O-N-G, at meteordreams.com. If you want to talk to him, that was the question. We've been speaking with Vaughn Nguyen, founder of Meteor Dreams, quite a technical little astute bon vivant. And my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.